In peace, we pray to you. For peace and salvation, we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between peoples. For us who are gathered to worship and praise you. For all of your servants who live out your gospel. For all those who govern, that justice might guide them. For all those who labor in service to others. Grant weather that nourishes all of creation. Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy. Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Great and merciful God, the source of ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of Advent, a time to expect the coming of Jesus. We pray that you would stir up a spirit of anticipation in our community, in our church, for the great news that you are not above all things and that you're not just thinking of us, but that you're with us. May the giving of a child, Jesus, this Christmas, fill our hearts. Lord, we thank you for this time of Advent that stirs up our hearts towards, expectation. May our expectations be in the right place in the coming weeks. Not expectations that our desires be done or that the things that we want to happen would take place, but more the expectation of your love, of your mercy, of your patience, those fruit of the Spirit attributes that we would expect those things. And then finally, Lord, we pray for those that are not with us tonight, especially those that we mention now in this time and then in this moment of silence, either vocally or silently in our hearts. We pray for those people that are mourning the loss of loved ones just in the last couple of days, for the family of Larry, as they come together and say goodbye, and as you take him to be home, and then for the Bendixson family as they mourn the death of Holly's father, that you would comfort Holly and the family and allow those memories to be shared, but then also for their grief to be met with the hope that you offer. Lord, also for those facing surgery in the days ahead, for Rob, that you'd grant success and a full recovery. Lord, also for those that are suffering in sickness of any kind in our congregation, and for those who are traveling to see loved ones, either here or far away, that you'd watch over their travels. Lord, especially those names that we share vocally or that are inside of us during this moment of silence.
Jimmy.
Michelle.
Valerie. Yes.
Don.
Amy.
Aspen.
Alan.
Donna.
Kent. Jean.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.